The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Ger Gilroy with me from Off The Ball to look at the weekend's sporting action. We shall start with a rugby, will we? Leinster taking on Ronan O'Gara.
Yeah, very exciting for all the Munster fans out there. Finally some involvement in the latter stages of the competition.
Burn.
Yeah, look, Leinster have named a really interesting team. Will Connor starts. Josh van der Fleer is on the bench. They've gone with a 6-2 split. Harry Byrne has lost out in the Battle of the Burns for number 10. And Leinster are mad favourites, like 6, 7, 8 point favourites with the bookmakers, which makes no
sense. Why are La Rochelle not going well in France?
They're not going as well as they have done, but I still think they're going to make the playoffs, and they are the two-time back-to-back defending champions. And so I don't think there is any situation where they should be try underdogs in a game at this stage of the season.
Yeah. How much will the monkey on the back feature?
I think in all sport it features until you get it off, right?
Yeah.
Leinster did beat La Rochelle in the group stages, but ultimately it was a game that didn't have that much riding on it. La Rochelle are still in the competition. It's like Ireland beat South Africa in the group stages, and then South Africa went on to win the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to look very far for the team who are a massive, brilliant group of players who are incredibly gifted and skillful with a bit of a chip on their shoulder coming and... you'd be worried. I'd say it's a big thing until Leinster get over this. The team are going to have to live with it. So if you stretch back to Leinster winning in Bilbao in 2018, this Ireland team have won Grand Slams, but there's been two World Cups which have been backboned by that same Leinster team. And there have been every season they've gone really deep in the European competitions, semi-finals, final, and they've just come up short against teams who bear a striking physical resemblance to South Africa.
Right. But would you still have Leinster as favourites, but just not try and conversion favourites?
I think that this game is going to be in the melting pot until the very end, and that the team who makes the last mistake loses.
A lot of people will be looking forward to that, as you say, Munster fans who have some involvement, at least indirectly, vicarious involvement. Arsenal and Liverpool. So Liverpool were beaten badly last night in the Europa League, much to the relief of UEFA, who think maybe they won't be going to Dublin and we won't have to deal with all of that.
Yeah, but that would be amazing. I
think it'd be great if we had Liverpool and West Ham and thousands of English. Why not?
Yeah, well,
I don't get the people who complain about this type of stuff.
I don't know if your WhatsApp group was the same, but it was like apply for tickets for the Europa League final this week. The lottery started, and I'd say, 150,000 Irish people have applied. All of a sudden, they're like, I don't really want four tickets at £300 each for this game between Atalanta, and maybe they'll go and see Bayer Leverkusen because Xavi Alonso's the manager. But it'll be a slightly more sedate.
It's like the Munster fans with Raj again, is it?
Exactly,
Liverpool fans are going with Xavi Alonso,
who they could have had, but are not getting now either.
Is there a sense that the wheels might be coming off the Liverpool bandwagon?
Well, so they're playing Crystal Palace on Sunday, and it's a game that we have live here on Off the Ball on Newstalk. And if they don't win that game, and they don't put in a performance that's relatively convincing, that doesn't look as jaded as the one last night. It was at home at Anfield, a big European night, and they just completely fell flat. So you would definitely be concerned about them. Klopp seemed very concerned in the aftermath about the fatigue that the players are showing. And also poor Queevan Kelleher didn't have his best game, likely being his last game potentially of the season now. So
I was speaking of goalkeepers. Cluxton's on the bench for the Dubs the weekend, so people be keeping an eye on that. But can I ask about Ireland playing Wales before you go? Significant a game is this?
Women's Six Nations, the defeat to Italy is a real kick for them, because there was a chance to win that game, and kind of you then assert yourself as the third best team, and this is going to have a knock on for World Cup qualification. So you can't finish the tournament as the worst team in the tournament. You've got to pick up a win this weekend. It's a home game. It's in Virgin Media Park in Cork. I think there's still tickets available for it. So that's 4:45 kickoff.
Yeah,
they just need to put in a good performance and actually get a win. It's 8 successive Six Nations games where they've had defeats.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, this is a team that had a lot of its best players taken away to go and play sevens. Many of the best sevens players are back playing, but not all of them, as the sevens team are preparing for the Olympics. And you know, chronic structural underinvestment in the women's team is coming home to roost.
That is happening this weekend, as is Leinster against Ron O'Gara and La Rochelle. Ger Gilroy, thanks a million. I'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.